Okay, we have one more song here. This is called Naked and Ticklish, back to the online dating storybook, which I tend to make videos, so you can check us out on Facebook or maybe not so much MySpace, but because maybe MySpace isn't so much right now. But YouTube, that's where you go. And in fact, this is where they got this, you know, we have a sense of how many hits we get on things. And this one was doing really well, this song. And I'm thinking, what the heck? Is it that good? What have we done here? But, it's Naked, evidently. Marketing tip here. So, yeah, if you want to get some hits on your song. I mean, they probably don't watch the whole thing once they realize it's not people naked and ticklish.
The last two guys I started something with had Rottweilers, and I'm not a Rottweiler fancier at all. Guy one's dog was young and dumb, and it jumped up and got its nose between my legs and ate the sleeves out of Guy One's wool sweaters. Guy One wanted to control the way the dog behaved. Guy One wanted to control everyone. Guy One was starting a new religion.
And really, if you are doing any online dating, I recommend that if you meet somebody who is willing to tell you that they are starting a new religion, that you don't need to go any farther. It's fine. You just back away from the whole thing. I did not do that. I did not follow that advice.
A new religion without a god. I guess Guy One wanted to be the number one guy. There was no door on the bedroom, and the dog and its jumping ways and its cold wet nose were distracting during sex.
So Guy One got up and he went down the hall. This is all, again, naked. And he took the bathroom door off its hinges and came back down the hallway and hung the bathroom door on the bedroom door hinges. So we're doing a little home reno in the middle of things here.
But the bathroom door was simply smaller, and it did not close. It did not close. Guy One got a big chunk of coral from his collection to hold the door closed. Guy One was a big guy over 6 feet tall, and he picked a big, 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 big piece of coral. And for myself, when I got up to go to the bathroom, I bent naked. Naked and ticklish, lifting and carrying the coral across the room. With the door now freely open and Guy One's doll with a cold wet nose, and me being naked, naked and ticklish, looking for where set the coral down. Guy Two's dog was bigger and older. Guy Two threw chunks of prime rib across the room.
And I think we've all been to punk rock houses where people are, you know, feeding their Rottweilers by throwing chunks of prime rib across the room. I think we've all been there at one time or another.
Gaitu's dog didn't eat the sleeves of sweaters, yet it did want to come into the room during sex. But there was a door and it closed without anything. From the bottom of the sea, holding it close, holding it close. And so this was an improvement of sorts, until it came time to settle in for the first night. Turns out the dog sleeps on the bed, and I am in the dog's spot. He keeps standing up and turning around and around. And the door is freely open until the door is closed, holding it closed. Naked and ticklish, naked and ticklish, naked.